Greetings. This is news from the Gunflint Trail. Although spring has been making cameo appearances since the first of the year, it is now official. With the sun having reached its semi-annual journey to east is east and west is west, longer hours of daylight will indeed take on more meaning. Beginning this week's Gunflint Scoop finds weather conditions still in a slight grip of winter. The Upper Trail territory remains on the short side of moisture deliveries, having picked up barely a couple mini snow, freezing rain, and sleet intervals since our last visit. So the lack of life-sustaining precipitation continues to wear on we forest dwellers. In the interim, temps in this neighborhood have been about normal, with nighttime shivering and daylight slightly above. There's promise of more temperate happenings for this part of the world by this broadcast time. If such becomes a reality, we'll resume the meltdown, which has recently been stymied. But this slowdown is not all bad. In anticipation of the coming gardening season, green thumbs of the territory are readily planting under grow lights and greenhouse vitreous. Fact is, a report from one fellow tells of already having the first pickle on the vine under glass. In confirmation of getting things growing, one sunny day recently found one of those northern indoor germinating facilities reaching the 100-degree mark without man-made assistance. Suppose a little bit of winter had to be let in so things could cool down. Old Saul is getting more power-hungry with each passing day. Winter could get in another lick or two, but we've passed the worst possible coldness and whiteness. Meanwhile, Northwoods folks are about to conjure up thoughts about ice out. It won't be long before entries in annual ice out pools will be due. Remembering 2016, the ice cake on Gunflint departed officially on April 30th and was somewhere close to this date on other larger bodies in borderland. It's a good bet Lake Solidarity could give way to liquidity sooner rather than later, the way premature warming has been going so far in 2017. Although I may be jumping the gun on getting at post-winter chores, a first excursion was made around the place last Sunday. Remnants of winter blowdowns were picked up to the tune of two big armloads as I started the process of building next winter's burn pile. No pun intended, but things are really picking up around here. Who knows, I might be picking up shovels of snow by this time next week or trying to channel running water. A couple along the South Gunflint Lakeshore reports a trio of wolves made a nighttime visit and were recorded on their trail cam. They must have been really hungry as the threesome was lapping up birdseed remains. With little to no venison available and other means of protein hard to come by, I suppose they're assuming omnivorous tendencies. One has to wonder how long it will be before these iconic predators move on to more generous hunting grounds or just die off. There have been no local reports of bear appearances yet, but it probably won't be long until these omnivores are scrounging about. A recent sighting not too far south of here indicates they might be soon squirming in winter quarters, and those winter babies could be worrying on Mama Bear. Thanks are in order to listeners, streamers, and website readers who made a big splash into spring with a vow of support for the WTIP Grassroots membership drive last week. Although the boys of summer have yet to take the field, our family of members, both renewing and first-timers, got the first hit of the season. Pledging generated nearly $23,000 and exceeded the budgeted goal. At this time of uncertainty for continuing governmental backing with respect to independent public radio, advocate willingness to dig a little deeper to help assure this North Shore broadcasting gem remains vibrant is appreciated by all means of understanding. WTIP is our radio station. All who contributed made this funding effort the best of all reality experiences and are congratulated for their enduring commitment to excellence. For WTIP, this is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith, where every Gunflint day is great with budding dreams and evergreen enchantment.